Hello, Emmanuel. This is Josh Rood, and today I've got with me Donnie Isley, and we wanted to record his testimony. He's been nominated to be an elder here at Emmanuel, so we wanted to record his testimony and send this to you for your benefit so that you can get to know him and his family a little better. So, Donnie, thanks so much for coming today. Would you tell us a little bit about your testimony, how the Lord saved you, and how you've grown as a Christian over the years?
Sure. Yeah, thank you, Josh. Well, I actually grew up in a home where I heard about the gospel from a very early age, and I was surrounded by grandparents, parents, extended family members who were all believers and who were missionaries and pastors all over the world. But I don't take that for granted, because if I look back into our history just a generation earlier, none of my grandparents were saved, and God intervened at that level in our family to bring people to faith in himself. And so I really grew up in a privileged environment, and I recognized that. And at 8 weeks old, actually, my family moved to Kaiserslautern, Germany. And for 12 years, my dad, he pastored there in Kaiserslautern, and worked to turn over a church that he was pastoring to a national pastor there. And I actually attended a kindergarten at a local Christian school that was connected to a military church. And unlike current schools, this school actually still spanked naughty children. And I happened to be one of those naughty children. And one week, I was trying really hard to be good. And the reason was, is I was invited to a friend's birthday party that Friday night. And my parents told me that I got spanked early on in that week because of fighting, more like probably wrestling at recess. And my parents told me that if it happened again, I wouldn't be able to go to the birthday party. So, you know, I had it high on my list of things to be good that week. Well, unfortunately, that didn't happen. And I found myself actually in the pastor of the church's office, because it was two times in 1 week, and then you got spanked by the pastor. And not only that, they had to call my dad and bring him. He had to come from work, from the church, and pick me up and take me home, so I couldn't even stay at school the rest of the day. So at that moment, I mean, I didn't need too much convincing that I was a sinner. You know, things that I wanted to do, I couldn't do. And I asked my dad about that. I was in the backseat of my car, and I said, you know, why do I keep doing things that I don't want to do? And it was at that moment that he explained my sin nature and explained to me, you know, we talked again for probably the 100th time about the story of Adam and Eve. But at that time, I was particularly tuned in to listen. And we continued the conversation at home. He told me about the fall and how that God sent Jesus to undo the effects of the fall, and that Jesus died for me. And I believe that, you know, on that day, that's when God gave me a new heart. And, you know, I've been spending life since then trying to understand all that, how that prayer of repentance, you know, led to a new heart and a desire to do what's right. But I believe, you know, right today, I'm not trusting in that prayer that I prayed or saying things just right at 5 years old. What I'm trusting in today is that at that moment, God gave me Christ's perfect account for my sinful account. And I'm just really thankful for that. And he died for me so that I could live for him. So, you know, growing up, I went to, you know, I always said, if God, you want me to be a missionary or a pastor, that I'm willing. I'd seen those examples in my family. And, but I always kind of waited for that rock to hit me on the head and tell me exactly where to go. But I recognized that a rock coming from God probably would not be the most painless thing to happen. So eventually, I married Becca. We moved to Minnesota, and I was working in my father-in-law's church there. We were, you know, I was working full-time and also very involved in the church there. And throughout the years, just I kept getting an increasing desire to know more. And we were working in young adult ministry and small groups. And then I had friends that were going off to plant churches and to be involved. And God kept increasing those desires within me. And then I started listening to sermons like David Platt's The Sovereignty of God and Death-Defying Missions, a sermon that really impacted me. And I was reading books like Hudson Taylor's Spiritual Secret, and all of those things were just working on me. And although I was very content being involved in the church there, I just had this growing conviction that I had to at least take steps to train more formally and let God shut the doors if he wanted.
So you moved here, and then you found Emmanuel, and so how have you, what things about Emmanuel have you appreciated as you've been here?
So, I mean, I think the first thing, and we noticed this right away, is that Emmanuel is a people that love Jesus, and they love people as a result. And we showed up on a Sunday, first Sunday in Louisville, and it was pouring rain, and I dropped my family off. And as you know, it's hard to find parking here, and even harder in the rain.
Even harder
in the rain when you don't know the area. And I dropped my family off. They went in, and I came in, and Deeds met me at the door with an umbrella and said, "Are you Becca's husband?" And I was shocked and said, "Yes." And he then led me right to where my family was sitting, and right away just, okay, this is a church that cares about people. And there was no pretenses. And then we, you know, went to a prayer room, went to Ward's prayer room. We've never left it in the 3 years that we've been here, because that has just been a great experience. We also... I just really appreciate the community groups. We visited the Haynes in that first week, their community group, met Jenna, now McIntosh, and the second time we came to church, she came running up and gave my wife a big hug and directed us where to go for the nursery. And, you know, just that constant love of the body and love for others and love for people that aren't in the body yet. Mm-hmm. And the community groups, the fact that they're open was very attractive to us, that we saw here was a church that wanted people to be introduced to the love for one another, wanted to see Christ's high priestly prayer answered, and that was just really compelling to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. And so any particular ways that you have seen yourselves grow in the knowledge of the Lord since you've been here that you'd like to tell people?
Yeah. We, you know, I'll try to keep this brief because there's a lot of them.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
I mean, one thing right away, that fall I jumped in with the apprenticeship program, and I can't tell you how valuable, I can't put a price tag on that, the 3 years that I've spent in there. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm in classes at Southern, but there are things that you can't learn in a class with 200 people, and spending that first year with Ryan and learning how to construct a sermon, and the second year with Ward and his learning how to teach through different doctrines, and then this final year with Jeff and Ben and learning the nuts and bolts of ministry. I mean, that's just been invaluable in helping me see, you know, how the church operates and how the church cares for people and loves people. Emmanuel Kids has been great as we see our kids come home and tell us stories. I remember one time my youngest scout, she came home just beaming and told us she just loves Miss Cindy. And we were like, "What do you love about her? What has she been teaching you?" And she said, "Well, what I love is she brings the Bible into the class with her." And we're like, "What do you mean by that?" What we found out is she brings in object lessons. So she makes the Bible come alive for these kids. And to my daughter, she was bringing in parts of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And that has taught her. And my wife, you know, she's from the Midwest, and you know, she's learned to give hugs more as we've been here, and to show affection. This is a church that shows they love people and affirms people, and that's an area that we've both grown in here, and that's something you see Paul doing all over scriptures, and we appreciate that example, and that's an area. Patty's women's ministry, Jeff's teaching on how to get people to Jesus, all of those things have been really impactful.
Yeah, and you can go on and on.
Yes.
It's great. And so... The what particular ways also are you excited to serve as an elder?
Yeah, so right out of college, I mean, God gave me the opportunity to teach ninth graders for 3 years, and that was a time where I saw that, wow, God gives me joy in seeing people take the next step in their understanding of His Word and in their understanding of prayer. And He placed that in me and grew that desire through the church, my father-in-law's church in Minnesota, and then coming here, an opportunity to exercise that desire in leading a small group and working in the prayer rooms and also working in Emmanuel Kids. And it's just continued to grow the desire to serve the body in any way possible.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else you'd like to tell the body?
Yeah, I mean, I was not expecting this opportunity to be considered to serve as an elder at Emmanuel, and I felt very, very humbled by this entire thorough process that you all go through, and I'm just really thankful for the ways that the church has poured into me and poured into my family and has better equipped me to serve the family in this way.
Great, yeah. Well, I personally am very excited. Getting to know you over the last couple months in various capacities has been really nice, and I'm really excited that you have this opportunity in front of you and that Emmanuel has this opportunity. Emmanuel, I would encourage you to pray for Donnie and Becca and their family. Pray for our body as we consider Donnie, and we will be looking forward to what God does in our midst.